Proclamation number 5865 of 31st of January, 1954. Two different worlds. Voice of the Good Shepherd. Earth and the spiritual kingdom are two different worlds, and the inhabitants of Earth will rarely have understanding for that which penetrates to them from the spiritual kingdom in the form of the divine word. They will rarely have understanding for the spiritual knowledge which is imparted to them from the spiritual kingdom. Yet my word applies here. My sheep recognize my voice. It is only a small flock whose shepherd I myself am. It is only a small flock which can be counted as mine. There are only a few people who are in living contact with me, in whom not only the mouth but also the heart speaks when they pray. There are only a few people who have a living faith, in whose life I come first and to whom I can also be a true father, whom I can bestow with gifts as my children which prove my love to them. The majority of people are far from me, and even if I speak to them they are not touched by my voice. They do not recognize in my words the voice of the Good Shepherd who calls them to follow him. They go their own ways. They are only on earth and don't make contact with the spiritual kingdom from which they could draw great blessings for their soul. But just as the two worlds are different, the earth and the spiritual kingdom, so people are also different and belong to one of these two kingdoms. And therefore my word will only ever be heard by those who hear the call of their shepherd, who are mine, or by those who are still undecided as to which kingdom they should turn to. They hear my call and feel it as a call to which they are attracted. My call always and forever remains the same: follow me. For there is only one path that leads to the aim, which all my sheep must take: the path of love. And whoever takes this path belongs to my own, and this one follows his shepherd, who truly leads him to the stable at home, who does not hand him over to his enemy, who protects him when the enemy will break into the flock to scatter them. And this enemy will do everything to snatch my sheep away from me. He will step as a disguised wolf in the midst of my sheep and likewise try to lure them in order to then rip them apart without pity and consign them to eternal death. Yet my sheep recognize my voice and stay with the one they recognize as their good shepherd, and only the foreign sheep will allow themselves to be seduced by him, unless my luring call touches them more strongly and pushes them towards me so that I take them into my flock and protect them from the enemy. My voice truly sounds loud and audible and my call penetrates everywhere so that no one can say that they have never heard it. Yet only those of good will hear it and recognize it as the Father's call of love to his children and follow him. And no matter how narrow the path, I will go ahead of them and lead my own safely and securely to the aim. And everyone who hears my voice will follow me if he counts as my own. But it is not the voice of the world, but it sounds from the spiritual kingdom and therefore only touches my own who strive for the kingdom and its righteousness. Amen.